This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com.
Morning. What's up?
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com. Watched some great playoff games yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I was going to say, I'm like joking, kidding. they were awful. Did take part in a dollar wing night, which is electric. Love that.
Missed the times where that was a quarter. And those times were not that far away, actually.
I'll tell you, though. Yeah, quarter would be nice. I'm still probably getting 10 wings.
Yes.
We'll see if we go to round two.
That is actually something about it. It's more about that it's a deal for you.
Yeah.
Not that you're going ham on wings.
Yeah, I'm not all of a sudden going to be like, well, now today.
Just because it's cheaper does not mean my stomach has more room for you.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly there. Because I remember when we were walking out of here, I said that, and you like hit me in the shoulder like multiple times. You're like, yeah.
I was jazzed.
And then you also, like me, did not finish even your 10 wings.
No. I've lost it, man. I've lost the touch. I really have.
No, ready? You're slimmer.
I've completely lost it, man.
I have no excuse for not finishing 10 wings and taking them home.
Completely lost it.
Yeah.
I had it where like that was chump change. No worries. No issues. Gone in 20. And that's because I like to talk. Now, what are we doing here?
Well, but again, just because it's cheaper doesn't mean that there's more room in your stomach.
That's right. It's because I got older. Now my body's like, hey, no, you can't do that.
I don't know what this whole bit is with you saying that you're old when you're not.
I am older now.
But
man.
I have a problem.
I am older now.
I'm gaining a problem.
When I was 18, the stomach was an empty, just cavernous waste where I could, no problems. I'd then go to practice, burn it all off, we'd still be good. Now, I can't do what I once did, man. I'm an athlete out of his prime. And it's only hitting me recently. I'm still playing the game.
You are?
But I'm a step slower, Derek.
A step slower.
You know, and it's sad.
Wow.
And it's sad. And you know, the commentators are talking about it going, man, it's just, he doesn't have that fastball anymore.
803-0550, is Zach washed?
And they pan over to me, and I got that look on my face, too, like me and my wife got to have the conversation. It might be time to call the career. It might be time. It's tough. It's tough to acknowledge it, but you got to.
I don't know how to process any of what you're saying right now.
It's fine. You know what I don't know how to process? The bad playoff games we've had in these conference finals.
I was going to say, that conversation might have been as disappointing as the games last night.
Look, I want to, and I have, I've acknowledged, I really enjoy the Florida Panthers. And I'm coming to grips with the fact that I kind of like that no one likes the OKC Thunder. Like that they're sort of these villains before they've even won anything. I'm enjoying it. But I want to be entertained in these conference finals before the final. We had to deal with this for 2 months. These are a grind to playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting to the end can be something, even for diehard sports fans, of like, I'm checking out.
You need a reason to keep coming.
I got
to
have a reason to keep coming. And watching the conference finals, literally outside of Knicks Pacers, be pretty much blowout after blowout after blowout of very clearly there is a better team here,
yeah,
is really deflating. Now, I've loved, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Does he go to the free throw line a lot? Yeah, but last night he went 4 times and still put up like 32 points. He has been on a tear recently with Edmonton. Them going, we're going to give up 5 goals in game 1 since 16-3 goal difference there.
Including another shutout from Stuart Skinner,
which
is hilarious.
Lights out. And then Florida, just it doesn't matter about the injuries. They when they are somewhat healthy or somewhat just on the ice, Carolina is just not in the same class as them. There is something entertaining to it, but after about 2 months of a grind through the playoffs, I need more than just appreciating teams. I need to like appreciate the series. I need to see the storylines develop rather than, oh, is Tyrese Haliburton actually the most underrated basketball player? Because, you know, we didn't talk about him for 15 years. I mean, that's my thing, too. Oklahoma City and Indiana. All in likelihood, it's going to be Indiana in the NBA Finals. The rating is going to be horrendous there. But it's also because no one stopped talking about Boston or New York the entire playoffs. And then the only reason they stopped talking about the Lakers is they were out in round one. OKC won 60-plus games this year. They are going to be part of the 90s Bulls and the 72-win Golden State Warriors of the most games they've won in a season. If they win the NBA title, they will have won 84 games this year.
Mm-hmm. That's...
And outside of like Oklahoma City, I don't think anybody knows. Did you see the report yesterday that their conference finals tickets for last night's game, you know, the game to clinch going to the NBA Finals last night, ticket price was like $172.
That's... Honestly... I
paid $90 to get into the Bandits game.
I'm going to say this. I think that it's nice to not see price gouging for a ticket like that. I genuinely like that. I am of the sort that I'm worried that professional sports are pricing out the average fan, and that eases my concerns a day like that. It really does. Like I feel that in a different sense is enlightening to me, heartening, so to say. I want more games to be that cheap.
I was going to say, I'm not complaining about that, but it's just more, I think it also pushes, like, OKC is just a forgotten franchise that has somehow won 62 games.
And
what's crazy is they shouldn't be. Since getting to Oklahoma City, they've had Kevin Durant, MVP, all-time great. Russell Westbrook, MVP, borderline all-time great. I don't think so. James Harden.
At least a franchise
there.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. They went to an NBA Finals in 2012. Like, they've always been in the zeitgeist. They've always been on the tips of NBA fans' tongues. And yet, when they actually have, like, easily their best team ever, easily, they are going to dominate for the next few years because of draft picks and the young team they have. It feels like, outside of, like, true hoop knowers, no one cares about it.
Thank you to Chris Paul and Paul George, I guess. The returns they got on those have set up everything for them.
The key to
and they're not even done.
Yeah, the key to getting to the NBA Finals, by the way, get rid of Paul George. Indiana, a few years ago. Oklahoma City. Just get rid of Paul George. You're going to the NBA Finals.
Is he still in L.A.?
It might take some time. He's with the Clippers, I believe.
Yeah, because that was the big deal, is that he suddenly ended up going to L.A. And
no, he's with Philly. He's with Philly. Yep.
So the Clippers can't even escape that curse.
No.
Nope. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I don't know what the... like how those conference finals are just – you want to see if the Knicks can respond at least and try to make it a series against Indiana. But it is looking like Indiana's cohesion as a team is just there. They are the better put-together team. The Knicks might have bigger names. Indiana has a better cohesion and better team and a bench that they can rotate in and out. I think the Knicks' problem is their depth. They have bigger names. But
they can run seven guys.
Can run seven guys at best.
Yeah,
and Mitchell Robinson can go nine comfortably.
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson gives you nothing offensively. Josh Hart, they've had to bench at times for Mitchell Robinson defensively. Minnesota couldn't hit shots. I mean, they went ice. Julius Randle gave up on the series by the end of it. I mean, they were blown out last night. What, 124-94? I think was the final score. Yeah, so that was never a game. And then you go over to hockey. Carolina, hey man. Good on you. 2-0. Good on you. Oh, all right. It's 2-2. They scored in 30 seconds to make it 2-2.
And better yet. So Paul Maurice took a lot of the headlines yesterday with the whole thing of, like, I don't think the coaches should be in the handshake line, yada, yada, yada. And it skips over something egregious that Rob Brind'Amour said last night.
Yeah, we were talking about this walking in today.
So, quoted, "It's the craziest thing that we're this far and all we're hearing is negativity from everybody. This summer, with the pieces that left this organization, I was like, I don't think we're making the playoffs," end quote. I'm sorry. Your job as a head coach is to try to get everybody, no matter what the roster is, to the playoffs. Do you remember how mad Sabres fans were about when Kyle Oposo said, I don't think we got it, and like I knew it back in December?
Mm-hmm.
Your head coach said that after the Eastern Conference Finals.
To me,
I'm a Carolina fan,
yeah.
I have had enough. I'm done with Rob Brind'Amour. And I don't think that Rod Brind'Amour is a good coach at this point anymore. He is going to get you where he gets you. Congratulations, you're more popular Peter DeBoer.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And ready? Even DeBoer made a cup final.
I look at Carolina and even that quote too, it seems like...
It's garbage.
It seems like it's Brind'Amour trying to save face.
Yeah.
That like, hey guys, like our expectations internally.
But he did this last year too.
We're not even get this far.
He did this last year too. He tried to gaslight everyone, say, "Oh, well, based on how the games were played, it wasn't really a sweep." Yes, it was. You won zero games.
Oh, that's right. He also did say that.
Yeah.
Oh boy, wow. He is a nightmare when the series ends, isn't he?
Not only that, he is a nightmare when the teams that he has to face are good. Every time that the Carolina Hurricanes get this far, they embarrass themselves. And the star players that they tend to grow into or acquire, they leave. Mikko Rantanen shows up in Carolina, and he's bad. This is no longer an accident. It is the coach. He has been there too long for them to not break through at this point, but it's also to say those things in back-to-back series losses. I like what Joe DiBiase tweeted this morning about that. Imagine if Sean McDermott said any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Torches and pitchforks.
Yeah, and McDermott gets a lot of blame already. And I think he's been fairly good with the media. He hasn't.
He knows that he can take this heat.
Yeah, he has stepped in it a few times. He's been around a long enough time where math would tell you he's probably going to step in it a few times. But for the most part, he's given you the coach speak. He's never really given you a moment where you're like, what did he just say? Outside of one or two examples. Stephon Diggs, mandatory minicamp, is really the big one I can think of.
But that's mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, if he said something like they lost to the Chiefs again in the divisional round, or, well, this year, the AFC Championship game. And he went to the podium and said, well, I don't know, guys. I mean,
people didn't pick us to win the division.
Yeah, internally, we
lost a lot of players in the wide receiver room. I didn't think we would get this far. Like, that's the equivalent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't do that. I see Lindy Ruff take more responsibility for a Buffalo Sabres team that he just rejoined than Rob Brind'Amour for his playoff failures. Again, shame on me for wanting him last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is now a coach that I would never want to go near. And considering that we're rebuilding the 06 Hurricanes in the front office, I do have to legitimately worry about this if Carolina keeps him for one more year. Lindy's contract runs out, Brind'Amour gets fired next year, and the next thing you know, it's my personal hell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think for me, though, just with Carolina,
say goodbye to like Tage Thompson and any sort of offensive output, because no, we're going to go to like trying to win games 2-1. And the Sabres have proven we can't do that.
Yeah, I look at Carolina, but I look at a lot of teams around the NHL, and the Sabres are part of this too. It's complacency.
It is
Carolina is ownership, the team, whatever, just thrilled to be there.
Complacency defined.
And they're not
pure.
I don't think they're going to move on from Rod Brind'Amour. They haven't before, and they've had some of these disastrous losses before. Look, the streak came out this year again where what did it end up ending at? 15 games in the Eastern Conference Finals they lost in a row. Why would they change now? Why? They're still competitive.
Yep.
Hey, Toronto might tear everything down. There's one team you don't have to worry about, maybe.
We'll
run it back.
Cool. The Metro is still so weak that Carolina is going to find their way back into this conversation because, speaking of gaslighting, Gary Bettman thinks this is a great playoff format. We get the early ratings and then everyone can check out. No. Gary, there's 8 rounds in the first round. There's 8 matchups. People will flock to the matchups that seem interesting. The 1-8 probably will not get attention unless it's a series. And if it's a series, that's a bonus. That means maybe, Jets Blues would have been the same.
Mm-hmm.
Jets Blues goes to 7. That would still get people watching. But you start to look at it and go, maybe your seeding format is bad, and you keep his logic on this at the general manager's meetings this past, in 2025. He denounces the idea of changing the format, citing that first-round matchups are created that are exciting and that the best teams have to play each other eventually. So why not in the first round? Gary, what are we doing? How many times have I gone on about the playoff format over the last few weeks, Zach?
A few times.
More than I want to. That's the answer. More than I want to. And I'm doing it again here because I'm watching the Carolina Hurricanes get stomped. Edmonton has suddenly turned this series into a non-series against Dallas after losing game one. And I have to sit here and go, what are we doing? The Atlantic Division has represented the Eastern Conference in the Stanley Cup for 7 straight years now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you put it 1-8, we might get a good conference final because over the last few years, it has not been.
No, it hasn't been a good conference final at all. I will say I still stand by it. I still think the Atlantic
mostly because
dominates.
Carolina Hurricanes keep showing up and not winning.
Well, but that's, I think the Atlantic still dominates. I think we just have better conference finals.
Yes, and so, that's the point. You want to keep, like you said, the playoffs are a grind. Sometimes people will check out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a reason to keep showing up. Best matchups later on means better hockey, means more people.
Yeah. But so looking at the change in the playoff format, 1-8. Scott Maxwell of the Daily Faceoff, he wrote an article. I know Jeremy White retweeted it. We were both reading it this morning. He just went through it, both East and West. Here's what the first round matchups would have been, 1-8. One of the matchups in both conferences would have been our conference finals current matchups.
And the thing is that teams do play each other eventually, mm-hmm. In a final. That is, that's just what happened here. That's happenstance to me. But it is also both of those, they're 3-6 and 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
It is the fact that I have a division that is so staggeringly weak that is automatically getting a bid to the conference final. But yeah, no, the divisional playoffs, they still work.
It's frustrating because you're looking at what the first round could have been and you'd still have good matchup.
You'd still have
your
some
current
great
Eastern Conference final would be a first round matchup. And you know what? If Carolina loses in the exact same way, which is what? They lost in 5? They mm-hmm. weren't swept. They lost in 5. Okay. It's a first round matchup. They lost in 5. They weren't one of the better teams. And you move on. But this is also something, too, where it's the same in basketball. The Western Conference is so obnoxiously better than the Eastern Conference, star wise, team building wide, everything. It's the same in the NHL. Just you look at it now in divisions where the Atlantic is so obnoxiously better than the Metropolitan. What are we doing here? I'll take this all the way back. This is why I can't stand the lottery. It doesn't reward bad teams. It just rewards a bunch of okay to good teams having a bad year, and they potentially get even more prospects, better talent.
I just – something about this where – also, how many times have we watched the first round of Edmonton and Los Angeles?
It's become yearly television.
And
their matchup has become a yearly occurrence.
And it's because, you guys are both just guaranteed a spot as your second and third in your division. Yes, I know the one way to change that is other teams just do better. But Why is it that we have to have 2 and 3 like this all the time? You don't.
You could change the format. Have
teams meet each other naturally in the playoffs mm-hmm. and create natural hatred. You are forcing hatred in the first round, and then you are witnessing in the conference finals.
Yeah, they just throw it in. They're like, all right, whatever. I mean, it's happening. We're gonna have a Stanley Cup final. My problem is ultimately you can change the format. It still is almost definitely going to end with the Atlantic dominates in the East, and it's the same where the Met will still struggle. They're still bad. We just maybe get rid of some of the bad teams like Carolina, not bad teams, but less than deserving teams like Carolina out much sooner. They're not in the Eastern Conference final, and we maybe have a better final, but I think we're still having ultimately the same conversation of, man, the Atlantic is really dominating. The state of Florida really doing a good job in the East.
There's something to that as well, but like I don't know how much I want to go into detail about that, but like I look at a team like a Tampa or a Toronto, a top five finish in the National Hockey League this year. Tampa's gone in 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto has gone in round 2. And oftentimes, it's not round 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been like a top 5 caliber team in points throughout the regular season. And while some of this does speak to Toronto more than anything else, because at some point you just got to beat the Game 7 boogeyman.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's weird. Like last year, they locked themselves into a matchup with the Boston Bruins.
And you couldn't move. There was no way it was going to change. We've talked about that for years.
In game 81, they locked that in. And I think a lot of Leafs fans thought, we're dead in the water.
Yeah, it's over already. But we've talked about that for years with the playoff format where, I mean, a little less so the last 2 or 3 years. But for years, it was by January, you knew who the Eastern Conference playoffs were going to be.
Yeah.
You knew the matchups by January.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We should not know the matchups. We should not know an entire division's playoff matchups in January. It's embarrassing. And I think it needs to be better. And the fact that it's not, and here I am sitting talking about the playoff format again, it's getting really annoying. Because I know nothing's going to change because Gary Bettman he thinks everything's fine. But it needs to change. Then there's the whole like Florida teams making it, and I don't know how much of it I want to sink weight into. But I do know that there is a certain quote where he cooked, and it was a bad time to say it.
803-0550, the number to call, talking the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs. Also talk a little bit of football as well. Former Bills wide receiver in the news just a little bit. We'll give our thoughts on that. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.